This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Thomas, middle initial L, like Larry, Reed, R-E-E-D. Date of birth 9/3/1943. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Reed with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, and hypertension. His last visit was January 11th of this year. He's been feeling well since his last visit. He has gained 5 pounds over 6 months, but he is trying to restrict caloric intake, and he's trying to lose that again. He denies chest pain or palpitations. He's got a remote history of atrial fibrillation, but he did have a successful ablation. He sees his cardiologist every 6 months for follow-up. No edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No bowel changes, no blood or melena. Medications, he's on metoprolol, 12.5 milligram daily, Pravacol, 10 milligram daily, vitamin B, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, and vitamin D3. Physical exam, weight is 262 pounds, blood pressure, left arm setting, large adult cuff, 114 over 70, pulse 63 and regular, oxygen saturation 94% on room air. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 28th of 2022. His creatinine was 1.7, and that is slightly higher than he usually runs. His range is between 1.4 and 1.6. He's got no change in symptoms, though. Albumin is 3.9, calcium 9.5, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.9. Hemoglobin 15.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly lower GFR. Hypertension currently well controlled. We've asked the patient to repeat his lab studies 3 months from now instead of waiting 6 months as he had been doing previously. We want to watch to make sure there's no progression and that the 1.7 is just a transient decrease. And the patient will be doing his labs in early October for us. He will follow a low-salt diet. He'll avoid oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug use. And he's going to be rechecked by this practice in 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.